Welcome, you're listening to the Lineo Podcast. My name is VJ Williams, here with my friend and pastor, Kevin Jack. Thank you for joining us, taking time out of your day to become a better leader. If you're new, we release a new episode every Wednesday. Easiest way to remember every week is to hit that subscribe button on your favorite podcast platform or whatever platform you're on right now, because it's your favorite. And also share this with a friend on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. And please rate and review on Apple Podcast or Spotify. You won't believe how that helps get this podcast in the hands of so many more leaders just like you, trying to get better like us. And visit leadinghopeonline.online to get updates and find out more about the Leading Hope community. Kevin, we continue this series on shepherds and leaders. You've titled this one. This is episode 222.
222.
From Shepherd to Leader, Part Uno.
And we'll see how many parts it is.
Part one. Okay. Multiple parts.
Multiple parts.
All right. Well, I'm ready to go. Let's get started. Let's waste no time.
So I'm just going to give like 30-second overview from last week. If you didn't listen to it, you need to go back and listen to it. Otherwise, we're just going to antagonize you with all this stuff.
That's fair.
Okay. From an interaction we had with our team, they were talking about the limits of leadership whenever someone had a shepherd disposition versus a leader disposition, and how it created a cap on the organization that was removed as soon as they started putting leaders in these roles, which launched us into a discussion of what is the difference between a shepherd and a leader. We defined shepherd by care. We defined leadership by movement. Okay. Those are our definitions that we're operating under. Obviously, it's far more all encompassing than that, but we want to help people move from a foundation of shepherding to add the skill set of leadership. And the goal today is really, we've got a list 7 things long. We're not going to get to all 7 today to see how far we get through. To give time to each one, but to just really walk through and to say, hey, here are some of the distinctions between someone who leads with a shepherd priority and someone who leads with a leadership priority. Not saying that leaders mean that if we're saying leadership, we're not saying they don't care about people.
Right.
We're saying this is what it looks like to lead and shepherd.
That's good.
Cool.
Cool.
Alrighty. So here's item number one is that shepherds will help people continue to grow regardless of where they are. Leaders will hold people to a standard, develop them up to it, or move them on out of it. And I really believe the distinction is to say, like, someone with a shepherd, while their initial focus, priority, is not the development of the individual, they will be satisfied placing anyone in any role as long as they seem to be doing well. To go, oh, they're getting better. They're getting better. A leader is very aware of the standard someone has to be at.
Yeah.
And so they will not put someone in a role. They will put people in a role who don't meet the standard, but they will not put someone in a role who does not have the potential of meeting the standard.
Yeah.
And so if you're in a role and you can't meet the and you're not at the standard, they will either develop you up to it or they'll move you out from it, be that a different position in the organization or out of the organization entirely.
It's good. We'll get back to that in just a second. Just a clarifying question, because we have so many people that are probably going to be tuning into this, because this is very specific to a lot of people that we have relationships with.
Yeah.
In the best way possible. And so you said shepherds will help people continue to grow regardless of where they are. Help people continue to grow. Sounds like movement.
Yeah.
So can you just explain
the
difference?
Yeah, but I think here's and I think part of it in this is trying to draw the distinction.
Yeah.
Is here's my belief.
Yeah.
Is that our podcast audience wants to grow and learn. They're not looking to argue with us.
Okay.
So like I'm operating on the distinction of creating these distinctions so people can understand, oh, this is what it actually looks like to move.
Got it.
So if I just say I'm not building this. Obviously, I don't think anyone thinks I am. I'm not building this out of thin air.
Right.
I'm building this out of lots of examples in my past.
Exactly.
And to go, I've seen so many times someone with a shepherd disposition put someone in a spot that was not qualified. And then the like come back to them was like the when someone said, pointed out, like, this person isn't qualified. Like, they're not able to do the job. It was either they're getting better or they're a good person.
Yeah.
And to go, character is essential, but so is competence.
Yeah.
Like, you have to be skilled in the role if it's a skilled role in order to operate in it. The other side of the they're getting better was like, it was almost like obliviousness to of there's a standard they have to meet in this position, and they honestly don't have the potential of meeting that standard. I believe everyone can get better, but let's be honest. Like, I could take vocal lessons for years. I'm not hitting the standard.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not joining our worship team.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And so that's the real distinction, is to see that shepherds aren't aware of the standard that it has to hit, the standard of excellence.
I think that's your big point here, now that you've explained that deeper, or at least more in context, because that's what it is for you.
Right? Yeah.
You're speaking out of context for the experiences that you've had. The standard is the thing that the leader and shepherd don't see the same thing.
Absolutely.
It's great.
Absolutely.
It's good.
Have you seen this in your own life?
Yeah. I mean, this is a very foreign concept to corporate world.
This is what I want you to hit on.
So, like, corporate world is, there's a standard, and if you don't do it, you don't. What's the office? Like, you have the place down in the basement and we fix the glitch.
The mail room.
Yeah. We fix the glitch.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have a paycheck anymore.
Yeah.
That's the corporate world. You know what I mean? If you can't do the job, and the standard is the job, right? The job is the standard is the job. Like, this is what you are required to do at minimum.
Have you ever had a boss keep someone on your team who was completely unqualified because they had a good heart?
No.
Or a boss keeps someone on your team who is completely unqualified because, excuse my metaphor, they were born in the company and they grew up in the company and everyone likes them in the company?
No. I mean, I'm sure that has happened, right?
Like, I'm asking if you've experienced
that. Yeah, no, but I have not. I have not experienced that in those 18 years because it's the, it was very, now, this is where it gets a little troubling in the business world, because everything is outcome line, right?
Absolutely.
Here's the bottom line. Did you make over that or did you make less? You didn't hit the standard. We need to find someone that will hit the standard.
Absolutely.
Have a good day.
Yep.
That's the difference. So, I mean, in the church context, it's a little different.
And I think that's where it gets so confusing for people.
Yeah.
Because they don't know how to care about someone and hold a standard.
Right.
But what they don't realize is that holding the standard is the best way to care for the community as a whole.
Right.
So we go, like, if I place, let me just make it, hopefully this will click for some people. If I place someone who is not qualified for a role in an important role, not only am I doing a disservice to the entire community that I am responsible for, I'm doing a disservice to the individual.
Yes.
Because they are not able to do, like, part of this is the belief, not just that, like, some people are 10s, but it's the idea that everyone's a 10 somewhere.
Yeah.
Everyone's great at something.
Yep.
And so if you're putting someone in a spot, like, where the standard is being a 7,
yep,
and they're a 3, you're frustrating the community and the individual.
Right.
So this is where we've tried to make the distinction last week between care and love.
Right.
And to say, like, if you care about them, you'll leave them there. If you love them, it'll lead them to a better spot.
Yeah, that's. I think that's the key of all of these things that we're talking about. And that was a great distinction last week. If you didn't hear that, go back and listen. Helps this context.
So I think the key question is, it's the distinction of moving from shepherd to leader is not is your focus, are they improving, but will they meet the standard?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
The other thing after the standard, because that is the starting spot. Without the standard, these other two things don't make sense. But then you said develop them up. So that means there is room for them.
I believe so.
Room for them to get to the standard.
Yes.
Or move them.
Yeah.
On is your word. Some could say off, but
there you go.
like, but I mean,
I like move them on.
Yeah, sure you do. But that's the, Yeah, we can argue semantics later. But like, that is, so the standard is the standard, right?
Yep.
And that's obvious. But like, after that's determined, you're saying develop them up, which means they're not at the standard. Otherwise, I wouldn't have to develop them up.
Correct.
Is there time frames for that? Because the other part is, like you said, the shepherd will grow them regardless of where they are. So are you using those synonymously, like grow and develop them up? Are those the same?
Yeah.
Is it the timeline? One's not to a standard and one is? Develop them up to a standard and the other one's just develop them?
Yes.
Or grow them?
Yeah. The shepherd only goes, they're getting better. You go, but what's the standard? Do they have the potential of reaching it?
What? To do what?
Whatever the role is.
No, I mean, that's what I'm saying. I'm with you on that. Like, you've got to define that.
Yeah.
They don't define that.
And the leader is aware of how much time can they operate below the standard.
Yeah.
And how quickly could they get there?
I think that's where my distinction gets for me, like, personally. I'm fine with you continuing to growing someone. Tell me what they are to be at the end of the growth,
yeah,
or at least the period of which you're trying to grow them.
Yep.
What is the thing that you should see fruit? I don't want to say that. What's the word?
Give me impact.
Impact. Thank you. That they should have, as we talked about multiplication, like,
yeah,
in someone, actually this came up and it was, I don't know, it's really stuck with me. And the gentleman was talking about spiritual maturity and that you can't actually be spiritually mature unless you replicate this yourself.
Yep.
With other people, not your personalities, not the way you talk, not the way that you are making disciples.
Yeah.
That is spiritual maturity, not how much of the Bible I can quote to you, like spiritual maturity. And so to me, that is a standard. Make disciples. Like, if I'm just caring for people and they're not making disciples,
yep,
what am I? That I don't know that I'm actually fulfilling.
It's good.
The call in my life.
It's good.
So that was a big distinction for me.
All right. Second one.
Yep.
Second one. Shepherds will apply their time. This is coupled with the first one.
Okay.
Shepherds will apply their time based upon proximity and need, and leaders will apply their time based upon potential. So shepherds, very caring, they will give their time to those who are closest to them and who need them the most. Where leaders will strategically invest their time in those who have the greatest potential for future impact and future multiplication.
Yeah. Wow.
Good.
Yeah, I'm trying to. there's something there.
And I think it's just really the sense of the caring nature of the shepherd just sees anyone they can help. And the leader is aware that they can actually make a greater impact by investing in potential. And don't hear that just as ability. Hear that as character coupled with it. Okay.
Yeah.
Again,
yeah,
we're trying to have a conversation that's helpful, not a conversation that is argument proof. But to say, like, they're aware, if I can develop high level, high loving people, it will make a greater impact than me just always giving my time to the thing that is the closest, loudest need around me.
I think a lot of people are going to struggle with this concept, or already do.
Okay.
I don't know how. Let's see. I mean, I'm trying to put myself in other people's shoes. How much time is it worth for someone's salvation?
We're going to hit that in the last one of this series.
Good. Cool. Move on.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah. And I know what the answer is personally. But when we get into these conversations, these are the hard parts where people get stuck.
If we could
I'm trying to help them get unstuck.
If we could take that part out of it for a second.
Yeah.
Because the abuses I've seen of this don't come because of someone's eternity.
Fair.
It often comes someone already in your church, already there.
Fair.
Who's either on your staff.
Yeah, absolutely.
And unqualified,
yes,
or in your church and just a squeaky wheel who wants your attention.
That's yeah.
And I want to be like,
which is why I'm asking you this question, because you're actually talking about the actual thing, not the thing that someone would bring up as a, what about this?
If I give a scenario in my own life, whenever I was for 6 months the interim pastor and the youth pastor at Maysville Church of the Nazarene, I met every week with this single elderly woman in the church named Helen for breakfast. Met every week, talked about church, talked about how we were doing it, talked about what was worth doing. For me, it was a little personal because I thought, if I can convince her that this matters, purpose matters more than her preferences, I'll understand this is something that can be built on. So there's a little bit of that factor, but
sure.
But I met with that for 6 months. And after 6 months, and it didn't work. One of the another guy who was kind of a mentor at the time, he said to me, he said, you gave her a greater voice than she had before you were meeting with her.
Mm.
And if you would have spent your time with people who were on board, it would have had a greater impact. This is an example of me violating this.
Gotcha.
And because I gave all my time to the loudest, closest person, I was not able to spend time in what would have made a far greater impact.
That's fantastic.
Cool.
Yep. Nope. That's exactly what I think someone would need to hear.
We have 3.5 minutes left.
3.5.
Do we want to jump into three?
Let's jump into three.
All right. Let's roll into it. Shepherds will always do what they feel is best for the individual. Leaders will always do what they feel is best for the individual and the organization.
Yeah.
The shepherds become solely focused on just the person. And the leader is able to balance those two of to say, no, I am going to do what's best for them, but I'm going to make sure I find a scenario that this is what's best for them. And this is also what's best for the whole.
Yeah. And I think this goes back to what you said before, and I want to make sure we're clear on context. We're not speaking about congregation specifically.
Correct.
It's more staffing models, team organizational strategies, because like we just did we're church for the one.
Yep.
But you said we're church for the 99, which is the organization, but that's not the context of which we're saying this is true.
Well, no, but here's what's clear.
Yeah.
And I think this is important.
Yes.
Is I didn't say shepherds will always do what is best for the individual and leaders will always do what is best for the organization.
Yes, great.
Leaders will always do what is best for the individual and the organization.
Great.
And I here's the thing that people think I make really quick decisions.
Right.
They don't realize how long I sit on some decisions.
Oh, I do.
I will. You do. That is accurate. You're one of the few.
Yes.
If I've got an issue with an individual, I will not make the decision until I found a scenario that this is what's best for the whole and for them.
And I can concur. You struggle with that for a while before you actually move on it. Like, it's not like all right, we'll just do this.
Yeah, I have never
sit on it for quite some time. I would concur 100% with
that. And once I find a scenario that I go, this is best for both,
right,
then I'll make that decision in a moment.
Yep, absolutely. And I think it goes back to when we even started this conversation last week, was this is very clear that it's not and or.
Yeah.
It's both and. Like, you are shepherd and leader. You don't give up one for the other. Right. You can do both and need to do both.
Yeah.
That's about out of time with that one. Is there something that you wanted to cover between these first 3 points?
No, I think this is more of broad based feel. The other ones, we get into a lot more specifics.
Oh, I like specifics
on there. But what I'm hoping is happening in people's head is that categories are being created that is not shepherd as loving and leader as a monster.
Yeah.
That understands the best way to love people is to lead people, not just to care for them.
Yeah. That's great. Okay, cool. Well, that's the end of episode 222. We're coming back next week. This was From Shepherd to a Leader, part one. Next week will be part too. If you're new to the podcast or haven't yet subscribed, it'd mean the world to us if you did that now. Also, post about it, rate and review, or both. Won't believe how that helps get this podcast in the hands of so many more leaders like you. We love hearing your stories, how the podcast working in your life and business. If you have a story, visit leadinghope.online and send that to us. DM us. Get us on Facebook, get on us Instagram. We want to answer your questions, try to help you out any way we can. We love hearing from you. And remember, everyone has 20 minutes to learn to become a better leader. Make it count. Woo!